These are the faces of Somalia's people suffering from drought and conflict. At a feeding center in Mogadishu, hundreds gather to receive some food. 60-year-old Abdullahi Edin is one of the latest to arrive. Having walked for 9 days to get here, he's too weak to queue up. Finally, it's his turn to get some food. But he only eats some of it with his daughters and then sets off home with the rest of the food. His wife of more than 25 years died on the way. He now has to care for his two daughters all by himself. They live in this bird's nest of a hut.
My wife suffered a lot. She fell sick and could barely walk. She died on the fourth day of our journey to Mogadishu.
The people of Somalia are no strangers to adversity. In the past 20 years, they've suffered the effects of civil war and successive droughts that have forced millions out of their homes. But now, a deadly combination of the dry spell, violent conflict, high food prices, and lack of meaningful help is pushing them to the very brink.
The flow of impoverished farmers and nomads into the capital is endless. Most have fled from Somalia's traditional food-growing regions, cut off by the raging conflict. Al-Shabaab militias that control the areas have also banned aid agencies from operating there.
We lost our livestock to a three-year-long drought. Threatened by hunger, we decided to flee.
In some of the camps, the weakest among the displaced are dying. In just 5 days, 11 children in one such camp have died. This man showed me their graves, a garbage dump, buried here because their parents didn't have a land of their own. The international community keeps on sending to our country more soldiers and weapons, but little aid, he says. The world should send us meaningful help instead of arms that lengthen the conflict and our suffering. Mohammed Adu, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.